they hate you, and they don't even look at you like people. Mm-hmm. I do look at you like people. That's why I feel as though I can look you in your eye and go, yo, I don't feel like doing that right now. I don't feel like signing the autographs. And you should understand, because I'm looking at you like a human being. Let's kick it. Let's not take pictures. Let's just kick it. Do that. I want some females to do that. Just come up to me and be like, Pop, look. Because every female want to come up to me and be like, I know you think I'm like everybody else, and treat me bad and tell me no. Be the opposite way. Everybody doing that. Everybody trying to show me how much they not attracted to me. Do the opposite. Because, you know, these ghetto girls, these minority women is what I call them, the only women I could get. Everybody else scared of me. Their parents are telling them not to mess with me. So y'all can't fade me. Y'all can't turn on me. Don't change on me. Stay down for me, because I stay down for you. And don't extort me, and let's just do it forever.
It is. Tupac Shakur kicking on the set right here.
Want to ask about the new two projects you have coming out. Can you ask me a little bit about that? Like the new single, okay. Like the videos.
Okay.
Because yeah. A lot of people, you got a big marketing plan coming out with that.
Yeah.
And then we'll edit that in.
Okay.
All right. Well, you want me
asking, like, you know, this project he's doing with Jodeci.
What we
okay. All right. Yeah. Hey, Pop, why don't you talk about the project you're doing with Jodeci right now?
How do you want it?
Man.
My next single is going to be How Do You Want It? America's Most Wanted. Hit 'em up. And California Love, the version that people never could buy, you know what I mean? And Hit 'Em Up is the song which is a classic hip-hop record, meaning a straight battle record to all the Bad Boy staff, you know what I mean? From Puffy to Biggie to Lil' Kim, all of them. And them too, because they've been talking a lot of shit, and I got them. I got songs to them. I got this song called When We Ride on Our Enemies, and I'd be like, nigga, you barely living. Don't you got sickle cell? See me have a seizure on stage. You ain't living well. Hell, how many niggas want to be involved? See, I was only talking to Biggie, but I'll kill all of y'all, then ball. And that's the truest shit I could ever have written, because these niggas in Mobb Deep is little kids. When I was in jail, when they came out with that song, where they was like, Thug Life, we still living it. You know, when that song that they had, they was talking about, yeah, they was like, Thug Life, we still living it. I took it as a diss. So from jail, I'm calling my little homies in Atlanta like, yo, they got a show out there. Get with them busters. So my homeboys rolled them niggas like, what's up? The niggas was cowards. In the car, like, looking forward, like, they didn't see my homeboys going, Thug Life, motherfucker, what's popping? You know what I mean? So I hate niggas like that. And these are some young busters who's getting souped up by they block to come up against a motherfucker they don't even know. Mobb Deep, you know, like I know, I swallow them. Now, if this was somebody I couldn't fuck with, I'd tell you. But Mobb Deep, I swallow them niggas. I will have a train on them niggas, you know what I mean? One of them niggas got sickle cell. He barely breathing. He don't even want to see me. He'll have a fucking seizure. They both weigh like 100 pounds. They don't want, my little homies is attacking them. That's why I ain't even addressing the Mobb Deep issue, because they not even on my level. I find it disrespectful that they even think they can attack me or the West Coast. So I don't even address them little buster-ass babies. And please print that, because it is on and popping. And when I say it's on and popping, I mean when I see the niggas in the spot, it's on and popping. I'm not one of them fake diss record writing motherfuckers. Only time I won't rush a motherfucker is because he straight up told me he got respect for me. He don't want no drama, because I ain't no bully. I'm not just going to beat no motherfucker up because the crowd want to see it. You know what I mean? If you don't see me rushing them, that means because they bowed down. Now the Mobb Deep fools, they don't want it. Chino XL, Mobb Deep, Bad Boy, Biggie, Little Caesar, Junior Mafia, all of them is on our hit list, and I'm getting with them. I got a new clique called The Outlaws. They got an album coming out. It's some Jersey dudes keeping that East Coast flavor popping. It's some West Coast dudes, Southern dudes. It's the epitome of what I represent. You know what I mean? I got Big Psych from Thug Life, the solo project. We got How Do You Want It with Ron Hightower doing the directing with me. And we got all porno stars. We got all porno stars. I got somebody from people from the Bay. I got Nina Hartley from the Bay. Champagne. Yeah. All porno stars. It's the big time shit. Then we just did a video for America's Most Wanted, which is a classic diss video. We got a Biggie. We got Piggy. We call him P.I.G. in the video. And Buffy in the video. And it's just dope. People going to be talking about that video because, you know, I'm dissing them niggas. And How Do You Want It is just the dirtiest, nastiest video I've ever done. I got a Playboy version, a regular version. We got nudity, everything. It's just the most amazing video you ever see. We doing that. We doing a video for All Eyes On Me. I Ain't Mad At You. All About You.
Oh, yes.
You know, I got all the money in the world, so we finna put it out. Not me personally, but the record company. So we definitely behind the project, and we going to put it out.
All right.
Then after Get Real Slow, I'm going to release a home video with like Ambitions as a Rider and a couple of the hardcore songs.
That's my favorite one. Video. That's the one I listened to over. And track number one on the first disc. That's my song.
I just did a remix for What's Your Phone Number, which is like I did all new lyrics. I took that MC Light beat that she got out, Keep On Moving Up. Did a remix off of that. With that, it's so freaky, you will not believe it. I did like, I got a whole new album out ready that I'm just holding for the soundtrack. All clean, all positive, all in the verge of like Keep Your Head Up, Britta's Got a Baby, that type of stuff, you know, just to show the range I got. You know, I put out a hardcore double album, and now I'm gonna put out an introspective, like a Me Against the World Part 2, because that's what I think my fans is looking for, and I know what you're looking for, and I just want to do, as long as you supported my plan, which you have, now I'm gonna show you that I appreciate it, and I'm gonna give you the album. You ain't even gotta pay a lot. Like, the double album is not a lot. All them songs is not a lot. You know what I mean? It was straight love, just to show that rappers could do whatever we want to.
Yeah, you want to ask about like rapper Forte?
Oh yeah, so damn, that's what it is. That's okay. All right. Hey, yo, Pac, you gave a lot of love back to some Bay Area artists like E-40, Forte, you know, Drew Down, the whole crew. Talk about what made you decide to work with them.
Because I can't always be in the Bay, and I know how the Bay is. The Bay is the type of people, man, if you ain't there, they're going to talk about you. So I want them to know I love you, I feel you, I'm representing for you. So I know I got a certain amount of acclaim and everything, so I bring the Bay with me. I know E-40 is what I was when I was with Digital Underground. He is the Bay right now. You know what I mean? Him and Forte. So I get them on my album, and that represent the Bay, and it shows that we still all love and still all good, and we, by us being the representatives, we bring the Bay where we go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And Forte, he always been raw to me, and I like his style. When I was in jail, I used to listen to his stuff, so when I got out, we clicked, we did the song. Now he in jail, and I gotta do what he did for me. When I was in jail, he used to send out shout outs and say I support me and everything. Now I support Forte. Everybody pray for him and send letters, and I hope brother get out of jail as soon as possible and get back to his chips, because you know it's all a struggle for every young black man. Forte, you know how it is. Only God could judge us.
All right, let's end it, huh?
Okay.
Let me say.
Go ahead and end it.
All right.
Was there anything else that you wanted to cover?
No, I'm straight.
Okay. Yo, we've been sitting here talking with Tupac, and you know, like I said in the beginning of our conversation, I want to commend you on all your accomplishments, and not only that, the fact that you've had all these obstacles and demons that you had to deal with, but for some reason, you know, you've been blessed enough to prevail. And, you know, no matter what y'all believe or what you hear from the media, this brother got his head together, and I have no doubt in my mind that he's always going to come out on top. And I appreciate you letting us come down here, brother.
I appreciate y'all giving me the opportunity to clear all that stuff up. And I'm going to represent for y'all, and I'm going to always give you the opportunity to ask me whatever questions you want to ask me, whatever way you want to ask me without me tripping. And on the same token, I want y'all to always, just when I give you the story, now it's up to you, because you are our reporters. It's up to you to give it without putting me in jail through what I told you, you know what I mean, without giving out the facts. It's up to you to let the people know what's really popping, what's really going on.
So what we going to do, we're going to play back what we recorded the way you said it, you know, so it'll be Tupac words, all right?
Right.
All right.
Pump, pump, shot, shot. You're bumping on your side, side. Punching on your side, side. You're bump on side. Pick the real up, you know, you have the gum stand up. Hello, can you relax, pick up? Why, I am papa taking up. But I think I'll, when you are mad. Because you're fucking, I am poop shot. Me up in my load, when you are mad. Because you're fucking, I am poop shot. Fucking, I am shot, shot. Poop shot, shot. You're fucking, I am shot, shot. Give me your son, how it fits, how it fits. How it pops, how it pops. Mind to make my rip ya, mind to make the rip ya. I make you go hard, sir. I'm
Just makes us like this. Never, 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 never take, y'all, all right? First take. I just wrote this shit. Bear with me. Check it out.
Filth, flaunt, flaunt, filth, and the flam. SB Cool, goddamn. Now let me tell you who the motherfucker I am. JD the man like Spam, come in a can. Fat like Spam, but rap like Saran. And sweeter than Graham Candy Can. Known because I'm a scam or a slam can.
Yeah, right here, check it out.
Back to the subject, that hand. So listen, I flow like the piss on my dick when I'm pissing. SB gets crunch time naturally quick. Niggas irritating like a pesty bitch. Nosy, get most of these hoes sick. They need the motion going out of my face to bust this. I bust rap like the blood to bust cap. Doing it just like Crips to bust back. Ignorant with it, all of my niggas talk trash. Back to trash, talking with a can of what fast. Matching nigga fast and ain't scared to blast. You heard me just serving that good grab. I had to stash weed for cash, trash to hash. Pass the gat, dash, fist, dash my ass. Fuck that, it'll never happen. Knock on wood. And whether it's the rapping or the streets that I'm flipping like Terrell in the capping. I'm non-stop out of control, pimp slapping. Them niggas snapping, probably them same niggas snapping. Shook like the voice, trees and champing. Filth, flaunt, flaunt, filth, what the fuck, suck my dick and good night, nigga, what?
Check it out. Rough draft, first take, I'ma fill in the lines. Come back. Peace. Peace.